News and Brief at Press TV. Russia and Ukraine remain at odds over a bitter gas dispute. The European Union's Energy Commissioner Gunnar Oettinger says the latest talks aimed at averting a cutoff of gas supplies from Moscow to Kiev have ended without a deal. The two sides are expected to resume negotiations later this week. And China has taken its dispute with Vietnam over deploying a drilling rig in contested waters of the South China Sea to the United Nations. In a position paper sent to Secretary General Ban Ki-moon, China accuses Vietnam of illegally disrupting its drilling operation and infringing on its sovereignty. British Premier David Cameron has repeated his opposition to the appointment of Jean-Claude Juncker as the next EU Commission president. Cameron said EU leaders are not the European Parliament should pick who to run these institutions rather than accept some new process, which was never agreed upon. And in Saudi Arabia, a court in Jeddah has sentenced two Shia activists to death and sentenced a third to 25 years in prison for attacking security forces during anti-regime demonstrations in 2012. One of the two was also found guilty of leading and inciting protests and writing anti-regime graffiti on the walls. Iraq's oil minister has slammed the export of crude oil from Iraq's semi-autonomous Kurdistan region to Turkey. Abdul Karim Lahbi also threatened to sue the Turkish government for facilitating the sale of crude without Baghdad's consent. He said the Iraqi government is to issue a complaint to the UN about the matter. And the head of the so-called Free Syrian Army has warned that U.S. arms supplies to Syrian insurgents could turn the Arab country into the next Somalia. Abdullah Bashir says the move could turn the leaders of militant battalions into Afghan or Somali-like warlords. Chief Palestinian negotiator Saeb Erekat has blamed Israel for the failure of the so-called peace talks. He said Tel Aviv chose settlement activities over peace. Now, the U.S. brokered negotiations reached a deadlock over Israel's continued settlement construction and its refusal to release Palestinian prisoners. A construction worker has died while working on a monorail project in Brazil's largest city of Sao Paulo. The accident occurred after a large concrete support beam fell over on the victim. At least two others are believed to have been injured on the scene.